Hello, and welcome to Returning to Us, a podcast that gives you strategies and tips for how to hack your brain, build and strengthen relationships, and to teach people how to recognize and neutralize their emotional states. I'll discuss emotional intelligence and regulation, how food and exercise impact the body and brain, and share lessons from my own lived experiences. I'm Lauren Spiegelmeyer, the founder of the Behavior Hub, which is an organization that works to reduce the stressors of raising and educating children through a brain and biology-based lens. In these episodes, I'll share stories and strategies from my own life, work, and research, answer listener questions, and wrap it up with a try-at-home tip. Decades worth of information in just minutes. You ready? All right, y'all, if you did not listen to the last episode, go back and listen to the last episode. Here's why. I am walking you through the next couple episodes. It's a mini series on like workouts and body movements and improving your well-being in under 5 minutes. And I talked about all the science behind this, why improving muscle mass and strength training is all so important to your body, to your mental health. In short, to kind of recap that, basically, your muscles are going to start to deteriorate in your 30s. They just keep deteriorating 40s, 50s, and beyond, really a lot more in 50, unless you become intentional about building up those muscles. Some of us don't love going to the gym and lifting weights. You don't have to do that. You can do some simple body weight things in your home with no workout equipment. You don't even need a long period of time to do it. You can do it in 5 minutes. It's about your intentionality and how much time you put into that 5 minutes, because people go to the gym for 2 hours and won't accomplish as much as you do in 5 minutes if you are really intentional about your 5 minutes and they're not intentional about their 2 hours. So why are we doing all this? Helps with your mental health, helps with reducing stress, helps to give you energy back, helps you to sleep better, helps you to think more clearly in your brain. And it helps to improve your body long-term, because if you don't take care of it now, it's going to start deteriorating as you grow older. And it's much harder to get it back then later in life than to start it now. Just create a consistent routine, moving your body today. 5 minutes, that's it. So in that last episode, I talked about the classic five movements that are simple and easy to do every day in your home. Lunges, reverse flies, squats, press ups or push ups, combine the two, and glute bridges. Today, we're going to shift gears a little bit, and we're going to talk about more of a HIIT-based workout. So those exercises you can kind of do pretty methodically, pretty slow. I want to talk about HIIT. So if you have not heard of HIIT, high intensity interval training, basically you're doing exercises for about a minute, taking a break, minute, taking a break, minute. So there's a minute of activity in some sort of sequence. And I'll walk you through some of these. HIIT has a couple different benefits. One, it builds your muscles, just like the previous episode describes those movements that build your muscles. But the other benefits to HIIT, is that it really hits your insulin system. So it really prevents diabetes. Not only that, but it also kind of resets your nervous system, where it takes your energy up, heart rate goes up, and then it has an opportunity to come back down. This varying heart rate is really great for your nervous system. And HIIT hits that visceral fat. So what is visceral fat and why should I care? It's basically the fat that we can't see that kind of coats your organs and causes serious problems. So you've got diabetes, you've got heart disease, kidney disease, like just nothing good comes from visceral fat. And you'll often hear the term like tofi, thin on the outside, fat on the inside. And there have been lots and lots and lots of research and studies and data about this. Like, I remember there was a guy that looked pretty fit and healthy on the outside, and then they were doing performing surgery. I read this somewhere, performing surgery on him. They found that his liver was just coated in fat. Why? Because he drinks like a bazillion Cokes a day. Overall, though, looks pretty healthy because he's thin, but he's not actually healthy because he's got a lot of fat covering his liver. So these types of HIIT-based workouts, I wouldn't say they're always fun because they're really quick movement, brings your heart rate up, makes you really tired for a couple minutes, but here's a really, really, really short way to do this. I'm going to give you five exercises to do in a HIIT-based sequence. There are kind of three levels for a HIIT-based sequence. You can do beginner, intermediate, advanced. So obviously, if you haven't done this before, you probably want to start with beginner and move to intermediate, then advanced. So what we're going to do here is 1 minute intervals. Beginner, all the exercises, all five of them, you're just going to do 20 seconds. 20 seconds on, 40 second rest. Do this five times. So for example, the first one is just jogging on the spot. Just jogging, just, kind of quick paced, a little bit of heart rate upper. 20 seconds, time it. When the 20 seconds is up, take a 40 second break. Go through the cycle again and again and again, five times, and then move to the next exercise. Super simple, very easy, very fast. At the intermediate level, you want to go 30 seconds and 30 seconds. And if you're at the advanced level, you want to go 40 seconds on, 20 seconds off, all times five. So you're just shifting that minute. So what are the five exercises? Jogging on the spot is the first one. Jumping jacks is the next one. I would say, again, these 5 minutes are crucial. They don't take a lot of time, but you got to be really intentional. So if someone, again, someone goes to the gym, spends 2 hours there, if they're not intentional about what they're doing and they're kind of slacking off as they're moving through the movements, they're not gaining a lot. But if you work really hard for 5 minutes, you might have done more than they did in their 2 hours. So jogging, move pretty fast. Jumping jacks, arms straight out, legs straight out, and actually jumping up and out and up and down, not just kind of flopping your arms around, leaving it all saggy. Be really intentional. It's only 20 to 40 seconds, depending on what level you're coming in at. The third one is mountain climbers. Mountain climbers is just putting your hands on the floor. So your body's on the floor, your hands are on the floor. You're up on your arms in like a plank-like position, except you're not on your elbows, you're on your hands. And you are making sure that your body from kind of tip of head, back of head to tip of back of feet is all in one straight line. It's on an incline. You don't want your hips to sag down beneath or your hips to be up too high. You want it all in one straight line. To get it there, you got to tense up your abdominal muscles. Check your abdomen. When you're in that position, mountain climbers means taking one leg at a time and bringing it up to your opposite elbow. So if I'm on the floor, I'm bringing my left leg up to my right elbow, then my leg goes back, then my right leg goes up to my left elbow. And I'm alternating bringing my leg up to my elbows. It's almost like I'm climbing a mountain, hence the term mountain climbers. The next is just push-ups, press-ups. And I walked through in the last episode how to be really particular about doing these, because a lot of times what people will do is they kind of their elbows kind of flare out on push-ups, and that really causes a lot of strain on the shoulders and the back. So when you're doing push-ups, hands are shoulder width apart. Your elbows don't want to flare way out. They want to be tucked, but you don't need to have them tucked all the way against your body, just somewhere in between that kind of feels natural. And then you are making sure that your core is strong, just like you are in the mountain climbers, from head to toes. That is one straight line. It's not sagging or being raised up in any part of the body. You go all the way down, all the way up. I would not recommend starting this on the floor. I would recommend starting it against the wall, pushing up against the wall. When you feel confident about that, pick a lifted surface like a chair, coffee table, bed, even like solid table, and push up against that. Once you feel confident with that, you could move to the floor and do the push-ups from your knees. Once you feel confident with that, then you could go to a full-blown push-up position. The last is sumo squats. So we talked about squats in the last episode. You are taking your feet typically hip width apart, but with sumo squats, you're going a little bit wide. So just a little bit wider and, not super wide, just where it feels comfortable, but wider than shoulder width apart. You're kind of rocking back into your heels and feeling your heels. You bend your knees a little bit and you are squatting down. You're dropping down until your thighs are parallel to the ground. Just make sure your chest is up and out. You could even put your hands kind of up in front of you, lift them, your arms straight up in front of you so that you remember to keep your chest up. Sometimes when I do this, I will use a weight and I will just a small weight, like 5, 10 pounds max. And I hold the weight with both hands in front of me straight out because it just helps me to remind myself to keep my chest up. I don't want to tilt over because that puts a lot of pressure on my back. And if you feel a lot of pressure in your lower back, then your positioning is probably a little bit off. So here are your five HIIT-based exercises: jogging in the spot, jumping jacks, mountain climbers, push-ups, and sumo squats. Again, you're just doing them for a minute, either 20 on, 40 off, 30 and 30, or 40 on, 20 off. Each exercise is repeated five times. That's it. Super, super easy. You want a challenge at the end? Pick one and repeat it for five intervals. If that feels like that's too much, just go through each one of these exercises for a minute, maybe three times instead of five times. If that feels like too much, instead of going through each one for two or three or four or five times, just go through all of them one time and then go back through them again. Maybe you're like, okay, doing jogging the spot five times in a row for a minute, just I'm bored with that. Okay, then go jogging and then right into jumping jacks and then right into mountain climbers and right into press up and right into sumo squats. Then go through it again and do it as many times as you can, at least five if you can get there. But you can take any of these things and break them down and make them easier or shorter or harder. The point is doing it. 5 minutes of your day. Pick a routine, pick like morning, evening, afternoon, lunch, whenever. Pick a time when you can repeat the same cycle every day. I mean, start with, if you can get 3 days a week, perfect. If you started with 2 days a week, build up to 3 days a week, trying it to 5 days a week. If you can do seven, you're a hero. At least try and get five in. That's the goal to eventually work towards. 1440 minutes, I think, is how many are in one day. 5 minutes of that sacrifice to improving your mental health and your well-being based on your body and doing these exercises is not a lot of minutes to give. So pair it with something that you already have that exists, like your morning coffee or your lunchtime or right before you go to bed. Get it in. Commit to it. Make it a routine. Make it a habit. And that takes us to today's listener question, which is, how do I respond when I lose it with my kid? Well, you have grace and compassion for yourself. That's step one. I humbly, I'm going to say I'm an expert in coaching families and parents and educators and people through behavior. That said, having practiced these skills for years, I still am far from perfect with my own children. I still lose it myself. It's human. It's natural. It's okay. We are human beings who make mistakes and we lose it because we get tired and exhausted and we have a lot on our plates and we're stressed out. That's okay. Have grace and compassion for yourself first. Once you can give yourself some grace and compassion, you go back and do that repair work. Let me tell you a story. I literally did this like a couple weeks ago. 19-month-old, at that point, I think it was 18 months old, pulled out a whole carton of 18 eggs from the fridge and smashed all of them. He didn't try to. He just pulled it out because he was curious and I left the fridge open. So my fault. As soon as the eggs crashed on the floor, because it was a brand new carton, I was like, no. And it was more like not so much yelling at him, but just upset that it had happened. But because I raised my voice and I don't normally do that, he ran away and started to cry. And I went into a deep shame spiral of like, way to go, Lauren. You're here like teaching people how to do these skills and can't even do it in your own home. Like, why are you even teaching people? Because you can't even do it yourself. And had to bring myself out of that shame spiral and was like, breathe. You're tired. It's been a stressful couple weeks. Give yourself some grace and compassion and now go do that repair work. So I went back to him. I grabbed him. I hugged him. I said, Mama got upset and she yelled. That's not how I want to be around anyone. So I'm so sorry. And I gave him a kiss and a squeeze and we moved on. That was it. Short and sweet. I don't want to talk too long. I don't want to go into too much dialogue and lose him. I just want a quick, short repair strategy where I give him a hug and a kiss or either or and just show him I'm genuinely sorry and I'm working on it. Because that's what I want him to do with his future family system, life, wife, husband, whoever, whatever. I want him to be able to go back and do that repair work and own his issues and own his mistakes. So when you lose it, just go back and repair, but wait until you're in a good headspace and do that. To wrap up the show, I'm not going to give you anything new today. There's no new try at home tip. The try at home tip is that those five exercises, those five HIIT exercises, they're called the Power Five. Jogging in the spot, jumping jacks, mountain climbers, press ups or push ups, sumo squats. And that's it for today's episode of Returning to Us podcast. Don't forget your Power Five try at home tip. And if you want more support in the areas of stress, trauma, behavior in the brain, I would love to be a part of that learning journey. That's why I created the Behavior Hub, to be able to coach families and coach school systems and coach teachers through getting back on track, through addressing and managing and supporting their well-being to be able to support children's well-being or walking them through how to do that with children, how to improve children's emotional regulation and well-being. If you want to learn more, behaviorhub.com is a place to go, or you can text me. 717-693-7744. Always happy to have a conversation to talk about what support could look like. And if you're looking for this type of support at the organizational level, like you want to get your organization overhauled and you want people to stop leaving their jobs and stop burning out and stop quitting, and you also want to take a more like a mental health informed approach, Five Ives created this with my partner Jessica Doring. We go in and we coach through and certify organizations as like mental health, trauma informed, and we work on preventing burnout. So you're welcome to pop onto fiveives.com, FIVEIVES, and reach out to us. And we are both always happy to have a conversation about how we can support the work that you are all doing. Until next episode, I'm Lauren Stiegelmeyer, and thank you for joining me.